It looks like we'll move on to number 14, the LWCF projects. Randy just made it back from Spearfish. Are you with us, Randy?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Welcome.
All right. Good afternoon, Commissioners, Mr. Chairman, Secretary Rowland, Randy Hill, Grants Coordinator for Parks. This afternoon, I'd like to give you an update on the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the local application cycle we do in the city. Next slide, please, Chris. The program is administered by the National Park Service at the federal level, and they direct funds back to the state to use for public outdoor recreation projects. These funds come from oil lease royalties from drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Next slide. Those projects include cities, counties, townships, state parks, tribal governments. Grants pay up to 50% of the approved project costs in the form of reimbursement. The minimum grant that we've been awarding is $10,000, and projects are selected based on the priorities identified in the score. This year we had approximately $2.5 million that came to the state, so we split those funds between cities and state park projects. So there's just over $1 million that's awarded to cities in this round. Next slide, please. We opened the application cycle on February 5th, and the application cycle closed April 30th. And in May and June, I went out and visited on site with all of the applicants. Next slide, please. So you can see here, we've got our list of projects that we're recommend to be funded. I said there's just over $1 million here. Aberdeen is taking playground. They requested just $16,000 for that. City of Burke is building a pavilion at the new water park that they're building, splash pad, and they requested $75,000 for that. City of Canton is replacing their swimming pool. They're getting $400,000 for that project. Elk Point is installing a slide at their new swimming pool, $114,000 for that. City of Groton, they're converting some outdated tennis courts to pickleball courts. There's $26,000 there. The city of Lee is converting some old tennis courts into a skate park, and they're getting $130,000. The city of Woolbridge is doing some park improvements to include playground and some work at the tennis court to make it into pickleball. There's $81,000 there. City of Springfield is going to be installing a pool liner for $34,000. City of Vermillion is doing renovations to the campground. They're one of the parks, $50,000. And the city of White Lake is installing some replacement playground equipment for $30,000. So that gets us just over $1 million for grant assistance. Next slide, please. This is a list of other applicants that we did not fund in this round. There's still some good projects here. They can apply for these projects again in the next round cycle, which should come hopefully February of 22. Does anyone have any questions, comments? Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Randy, for the update. Appreciate that.